He took a duck in the face, Case says, closing her eyes. Eventually, she has to open them. Four of them, I believe, are from your father. I know that you aren't a believer, but it seems to me that Wynne is addressing you, dear, and not me. He quite clearly, twice, says Case, and that there's some urgency to whatever it might be that he's trying to tell you. Messages of this sort do not yield very easily to conventional studio techniques. Those on the other side are best able to modulate those aspects of a recording that we ordinarily think of as noise, so improvement of the signal-to-noise ratio amounts to the erasure of the message. However, if you use your headphones and concentrate, you will be able to hear your father say the following. File number 1, grocery store. The Tower of Light. Life? File number 2, Case. 100 and... Start of your address? File number 3, Cold here. Korea? Core error? Ignored. File number 4, Case. The bone. In the head. Case. Head case, someone here suggested, but frankly, it isn't an expression your father would have used. I know this isn't your reality, but I've long since come to accept that. It doesn't matter. It's mine, though. And that's why I'm here at ROTW, doing what I can to help with this work. Your father is trying to tell you something. Frankly, at this point, I wish he would tell us exactly when and how, and most importantly, exactly where he crossed over, as we then have a shot at some DNA and proof that he is in fact gone. The legal aspects of his disappearance are not progressing, although I've changed lawyers and had them obtain a writ of... Case looks at her hand, which has closed Cynthia's message, as if of its own accord. It isn't that her mother is mad, Case doesn't believe that, or that her mother believes in this stuff, though she does utterly, or even the banal, inchoate, utterly baffling nature of the supposed messages. She's used to that when EVP are quoted. But that it leaves Wynne somehow doubly undead. To have someone disappear in Manhattan on the morning of September 11th, with no proven destination in the vicinity of the WTC, not even a known reason why they might have gone there, is proving to be an ongoing nightmare of its own peculiar sort. They had only been alerted to the fact of Wynne's disappearance on the 19th, ordinary police procedures having been disrupted, and Wynne's credit card company having been slow to provide next-of-kin information. Case herself had dealt alone with all of the initial phases of the hunt for her father, Cynthia having stayed in Maui, afraid to fly, until well after commercial flights had resumed. On the 19th, Wynne's face had joined the others, so many of them that Case had been living with daily in the aftermath, and very likely his had been among those the CCNY anthropology student had been surveying when, in Cynthia's universe, Wynne had whispered through the membrane from whatever other side it was that Cynthia and her cronies in Hawaii imagined for him. Case herself had put up several, carefully sheathed in plastic, near the barricade at Houston and Varick, having run them off at the Kinko's nearest her apartment uptown. Wynne, deeply and perhaps professionally camera-shy, had left remarkably few full-face images, and the best she'd been able to do had been one that her friends had sometimes mistaken for the younger William S. Burroughs.